Amen. Praise the Lord. If you can kneel. Please, ouch. Please do so. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for blessing us with your presence. And thank you for all the testimonies that are going to be shared here in a few moments. All that you have done for most of us in the last 30 days. And some of us that are new, maybe in the last 30 years. Thank you for blessing us, healing us, forgiving us, cleansing us. And if we are so worthy, blessing us with the latter rain when that day comes. Thank you for it already drizzling. And thank you for blessing everybody here in attendance and helping us continue on with the service and try to figure out all these problems that we're having. And thank you so much, Father, for our salvation and the joy that comes with our salvation and the perfect peace we have. Even if a gun is sticking in our face, we have perfect peace, knowing that you are in control and whatever happens is your will, and it's fine. We're okay with it. And so, and thank you so much for 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says we're not going to be tempted above our ability to handle it. And even with the temptation, we'll come away with escape. And so thank you for that as well. And again, please bless us all on this Sabbath day with your presence, and please bless everybody with a bridal tongue as they step up to the mic to share what you have done. And we offer this prayer and these praises in the name of your Son, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, I'm going to read just a couple of these here verses and get a few more people to come to the mic. Isaiah 12, verse 4. And you'll never guess where I'm getting these from if you're on the stream. They're right during the stream. It says, "And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted." You know, people don't do that enough. And the reason we do it every month is because I remember when my wife and I joined our first, it was a Baptist wannabe church. Well, a Baptist not wannabe church. After we left the Catholic Church, it was Baptists that helped us realize, well, actually it was the Lord Jesus Christ using the Baptists to help us realize to actually open up a Bible and check out what you're doing. And so we left the church, and wandered, couldn't find any place to go, and then found this one place, you know, where Pastor Russ was. That's where I met Pastor Russ. And we were Sunday keepers for the next 10 years. And it's also where I started pulpit preaching at Pastor Russ's church. But they, at the end of each service, we would have what we would call Stand Up for Jesus. And then somebody would stand up in the church service, like in one of the pews, and declare what the Lord did for the last 7 days or 7 years, if they were new or whatever, you know. And that's why we do what we do, because a lot of people don't exalt him, you know. I remember that one time when I went with some loved ones to a quote-unquote Christmas play. Didn't know how bad Christmas was back then and how evil it all is. But it was a Pentecostal church, and the people that I was with were Catholic. And it kind of got under their skin that people were going, praise the Lord, Jesus this, Jesus that, Jesus this, Jesus that. And they were exalting the Lord, and it kind of upsets some people. And but I think it was mostly said for my benefit, to prevent me from joining that church, because I was like just starting to get into the Word. And I was a young man. So we have to praise him. And then Jeremiah 51:10, I'll read as well. It says, the Lord hath brought forth our righteousness. Come, and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. And so I want to praise him for my salvation and the joy that comes with salvation and the peace that comes with it. I've seen some scary things in my life before meeting Christ, and I've seen scary things in my life after meeting Christ. You know, death threats before and after. And big difference when you're a Christian, where it's kind of like you think in the back of your mind, you don't want to say this kind of stuff out loud, like, how dare you tempt me with, you know, taking a nap, you know, like I kick back and relax and go and then wait for my Lord to come and wake me up, you know, how dare you threaten me with heaven, kind of a thing. But there's no fear there, you know, and that's that perfect peace. And Or like strange situations. I mean, I'm still learning when it comes to like things that stress me out. And I praise his name that he's been helping me there as well. As a matter of fact, I've been getting a lot better in regards to my sleep. But I think cayenne has something to do with that as well. But that's his natural methods. Like, he used natural methods. Remember when he spit in the clay and he anointed the guy's eyes and he was able to see? As well as the fig that was used on, I think it was Hezekiah, King Hezekiah. I think it was him. But Jesus, you know, gave us these things, you know. And, you know, the natural methods as well as the miraculous ones. And I've seen quite a few of those as well in my life. And I want to praise his name for that as well. Everything from crippled spines being healed to people getting off of deathbeds. And then I also want to praise him that my short-term memory has gotten considerably better. And no, it ain't ginkgo biloba I'm using either, because I kept forgetting to take this. Well, that's what I always say, but I had it right next to my desk and it wasn't doing nothing for me. But this new thing that I've been doing with a natural healer, I think you would call her a naturopath. I think she's up in Oregon somewhere, I don't know. But my short term is getting considerably better. And everything else, I wanted to praise the Lord for that as well. And as well as other physical issues that I've been noticing, because I'm, you know, getting up in years, and I've been noticing some other strange things happening to me. And that, that are now getting better. And I also want to share one more praise here, from because I notice some hands are going up, but I see them falling down again. wait, what's this? Oh, okay. I want to praise the Lord that finally figured out, and this might seem minuscule or insignificant to some of you, but when we moved in here, we had this cow trough. Some people might think it's a horse trough, but it's way too big for horses. It's you could park a car in it, okay, a small car would fit inside of it. It's only, I think, it's a concrete vault-looking thing, but it's above ground. I think it's maybe 2-3 inches underground, just from weight alone shoving it down. When we moved in, it was filled with dirt, and it had a pipe sticking out the top, and it was just, I guess, for aerating it. And it was filled with ground squirrels, and they eventually disappeared because our cats were a little bit annoying to ground squirrels. which I want to praise the Lord that they didn't kill them all, because just the other day my wife showed me, I didn't even know this was happening, but there's a squirrel, a ground squirrel, that's been climbing up the tree and getting into my bird feeder, which is fine. I ain't got a problem with that at all. Hey, you need something to eat, go for it. I got plenty of seeds. And so, but the big squirrel, he won't do it. He stays in the back as I feed him. I give him peanuts and pistachios that I can't open, you know, the ones that are locked closed, because he's got pretty good teeth. He can get them open. Then I got a mouse I feed in the back too. But the fish, this is what, you know, like with this cow trough, we filled it with water. We baptized a bunch of people in it over the years as well. As a matter of fact, we just did it recently, a couple of years ago, to Brother Robert's friend. When we first started doing this, I could not figure out what the problem was. I kept getting algae in it. I put two filters in it and all that. And I finally, I knew there was a way to kill the algae without killing the fish. And I didn't want to use the chemicals anymore because it does kill. And I found out the hard way it does kill tadpoles. And so lost a bunch of tadpoles for that. I didn't even know that it was going to do that to them poor little guys. And I'm praying right now that the Lord sends, you know, some more, even though they're out of season, more toads to come and give me some tadpoles. And then a day after that, I started hearing the mating call. So they're coming back. I don't know if they're going to do anything, but I these lights that you can buy online or at a pet store, I would imagine, ultraviolet light, and it just, the light is inside of an enclosed place so that you don't look at it with your human eyeballs, because it'll ruin your eyes. And you don't want to let the fish look at it either, because it'll ruin their eyes. It causes, we used to use that in my dad's office. It's ultraviolet. It'll actually put pimples on your eyes permanently, like little bumps. Nah, it's not easy. You're going to be, you know, you're not going to be able to see well for the rest of your life after that. But I got one of those because they used to be crazy expensive, and now all of a sudden the price dropped immensely. So I got one. And it's only been in there about a week, and there's like next to no algae in there at all. I don't mind if the algae grows on the rocks or on the walls. I just don't want it in the water because then the fish start choking. And now I can see all the fish. There's more little babies running around in there again, and I praise the Lord for all that. It's just, I know it may seem insignificant, but I like to go out there sometimes at the midday prayer, and I start there, and I just, you know, and, you know, feed the fish and then, you know, and go into the woods and feed the other critters and as I'm praying. And so I wanted to praise his name for that, because the water's getting really, really clear, and it'll take a while because it's a big trough. And and another thing I want to praise him for, like it used to be, I would have to clean the filters one every 3 or 4 days and one at least every week. And they would just be these green, slimy blobs from all the algae floating around in the water. Now it's probably going to have to clean them once a month because there's no algae floating around anymore, and I praise the Lord for that. It'll just be waste from the fish now, and that's fine. It'll take a month for that to fill up a filter. So I wanted to praise his name for that. And I got some emails I got to check. I got some PMs with praises, and I got, well, let me drop the mic because Sister Fran has got a praise that she wants to share now. So.
From the sisters here, I have one from Sister Emily, and she has a bunch of praises here. She says, praise the Lord for sobriety. Praise the Lord, the loud neighbor is moving. Praise the Lord for my family. Praise the Lord for both jobs. Praise the Lord, I'm alive and I can walk. And praise the Lord for my church family. Praise the Lord, Sister Emily. And then I have another one from, what happened here? Oh, this is from Katie, Sister Katie. It's her testimony. And Sister Katie says, I would like to praise the Lord for healing my dogs of their sickness after 3 days. I took them to the vet to find out what was wrong with them, and they ran some tests and found out there was bacteria in their stool that was making them sick. That type of bacteria that they extracted was also transferable to humans. I asked how could they have got it, and the vet said from the other contaminated dog feces, or in food and water and garbage, etc. The first thought that came to my mind was the other dog's feces. At that time, we were living in an apartment complex where there were a lot of other dogs. When I would take my dogs for walks, there would be a lot of feces from the dogs that their owners did not pick up. If anyone here has dogs, please pick up after your pet when you take them for walks, even if it's in your own backyard. And of course, wash your hands afterwards. You do not want your fur babies to get sick. There were long days and nights during that time, cleaning and comforting them. But the Lord's natural remedies always shines forth and heals quickly. I would also like to praise the Lord for travel mercies. We are officially all moved to Iowa. I can't wait to see sisters Mindy and Kylie and to do the Lord's work with them. Sabbath blessings. Praise the Lord, Sister Katie. Yeah, that's really important. Your dogs, we have stray dogs coming on our land, and you never know. My dogs can catch whatever they have, but praise the Lord. I have my own praise here. I want to praise the Lord for all the trials that I had, even the trials, and I want to praise Him for teaching me that those trials are necessary, and are praise and thankworthy. I had a really bad life growing up and early on. I had, problems over problems over problems, and I thought, when I joined, our church, which was on the West Coast, the other church that we used to belong to, I noticed that they were all like, SDAs, and they had they were raised perfectly in the Bible, and the parents raised their children perfectly, and they seemed to have no troubles. And I always complained way back then, like, God, why were they raised so perfectly? No problems, and all this other stuff. And look at me, the life I had was really bad. And then, he opened up, I opened up his word, read more and more, and I learned that the trials are for a reason, so you can share with others, So I just want to praise the Lord that He taught me that. I've been praising Him for years for this. I know a lot of you guys have heard this praise, a few times, but I have to tell it again. The trials that you go through, it makes you stronger, and you can share those trials with other people, and they will get blessed from it. And it's like, I know, a lot of people where I do run my errands, I always meet people, and, we'll get to talking, and they'll come up to me and tell me their trials that they're going through, and they don't know what to do, and, this and that. And I said, well, I've got that same thing going on right now. And they're like, what? And they go, why are you smiling? Why are you so happy? And that's like the first, that's like a foot in the door. And then I tell them all about Jesus. I love to hear them. Why are you so happy going through this? I want to be happy too. And, praise the Lord. I tell them all about Jesus, to put all their problems right there and trust Him with their problems. And I just want to praise the Lord for keeping, he's going to keep teaching us till He comes back, till Jesus comes back. And praise the Lord. We're going to learn something all the time, every day. But we got to stay in that Bible to learn it and keep praising His name and praising His name for our salvation. Look at how the children praise the Lord in the children's study. These children are praising the Lord for their salvation, for all the good things the Lord does for them. We should be doing the same. Praise the Lord. There's so much to praise for. So praise the Lord, everyone. God bless and Sabbath blessings.
Can everyone hear me? Good. It really has been a while, and I have to be honest with you. With everything that was going on as far as the internet issues, I wasn't even sure if I was even going to get a chance to even say anything, especially on a testimony day. But I praise the Lord myself that I thank Him for the things that I have gone through. It's been quite trying since the last time that since the last testimony Sabbath that I've actually spoken. From that time until now, again, like I said, very trying, very, some significant things are going on. And I ask everybody for, I ask all my brothers and sisters for prayer. I won't get into specifics. The Lord knows. I just ask, please pray for us. We got some things coming up. I'm just going to say that, the Lord is good. He's just plain good. He's been showing himself in so many different areas. I got nothing but good things to say. He has done all things well. And I'm going to say it again that, hey, those of you that are out there that are wondering to actually get up on the mic and actually say something good, I don't care how small it is, say it, okay? Say it. Say something good about your God, okay? You cannot tell me that from day one to the end of the month that the Lord did not do something good for you. I promise you, he has. Get up there, say it. I don't care how small it is. Tell them, okay? Say it to everybody. You'll probably help out the next person that's wondering if whether or not, you know, they're going to get up on the mic and say something. Believe me, we got no rocks to throw. We don't have, you know, we're not going to boo you off the stage or anything like that. Say something good about your God. And I just want to give praise and thank him always. Thank him always that, in the middle of everything that is going on, you know, he's been right there, you know, in all of this. And I thank God that this has been a conditioning of character. In other words, it's kind of like that process that takes place on how diamonds are created. They're created by heat and pressure. And there's been plenty of that. You know, no complaints, you know, no complaints. Really, the whole thing has been a showing. The Bible is real to me. OK, the Bible has been real. Because it actually was said in the spirit of prophecy that the test of the people of God is going to be the fourth commandment. And believe me, that has been nothing but true across the board. Again, no complaints from me. You know, I just thank God that he's been here the entire time. Again, I ask please pray for us to go through what we're going through. And even thank you, Lord, for the fact that I'm actually testifying, because I was wondering, you know, where is it going to be a problem again? You know, because I've been having troubles, you know, bouncing from the radio to listening to the service. And I just thank you, Lord, that it's been no problem at all. And sir, I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. You're in my prayers, especially for the internet issues, Pastor. You're in my prayers for this. You will always be okay. And I just want to say, hey, look, all of you that are going through troubles out there, please, 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 please. One of the great things that you can do, okay, don't stop. Keep going. Read those scriptures every day. Be on your knees every day. Thank the Lord every day. Just like Pastor's been putting out. Hey, you know, you can thank God in so many ways by simply giving a smile instead of a frown. If someone does something to you wrong, instead of reacting wrongly, you know what the Lord would have you do. And, you know, just praise God and thank him along the way. And I think I don't think I can ever speak enough good about the Lord, but I'm going to stop here. it's just motivating, just plain talking about him, just talking about him and how good, you know, he's been. So, and my love to you all, you're in my prayers, and just, hey, you hang on, you keep on marching, and hey, praise the Lord always. I worship, praise, and thank the Lord. Have a great day. Enjoy Sabbath, everybody. Hey, have a great day.
Amen, brother. Amen. I got a few PMs here, quite a few. Brother Bennett is saying, praise the Lord for his goodness towards me and for helping me improve at my job every day. Amen, brother. Amen and amen. Brother Lewis, number 5, says, about a month ago on Sunday, I was cooking food. Since the gas stove is located outside, I have to go outside to cook. But rain was about to start, so I went and kneeled on my knees and ask the Lord to delay the rain by 20 to 25 minutes. Bro, Fran and I have done that so many times when we're on the lawnmower and you can see the stuff moving in, and he does do it. Amen. But anyway, he goes on to say, outside had strong wind and it looked like it was going to rain and that it was going to get wet. I was going to get wet, but it did not rain. After 20 minutes, the food was done, and it was still not raining. Only when I was about to enter the house, it started raining. Amen, brother. That's exactly what happens to us. So praise his mighty name. I agree. So okay. Brother Goran, he's got a little bit here. He says, praise the Lord for showing me who some people in my life are, Jezebels and Ahabs, as he's got in parentheses, and then for getting me out of their midst. Praise the Lord also for my new freelance working from home job. But I am very, very new at all to all this, and so please keep me in your prayer. Will do, brother. Because they might have very great expectations, and I'm very inexperienced at this still. I tell you, brothers and sisters, God has his reasons and his own time when he says yes to us and when he says no to something. Only after the fact is that you see for yourself that it happened in a way that is for your best interest. Praise the Lord. And then he says, both days of the weekend are completely off. Praise the Lord. Amen. Why do they call it a weekend when it's a week start on Sunday? So anyway. But that's the way the world is. And so, and then Brother Alex says, praise the Lord for on Sunday there was a deer that turned away. Had it decided to cross, I guess when he was driving, I would not have been able to slow down, much less stop in time. Also, for the successful repair of the DVD duplicator I got. Well, amen, brother. Amen. And the work can continue then. So, okay, I see Brother Daniel has his hand up, so I'm going to drop my mic, and I've got a few more praises.
Is that a blessing, everyone? I hope you don't mind me going, Daniel. I don't know if you'll try again, I guess. I have a praise from Sister Susan. Let me get it. My phone jumped on. Okay, here it is. Sister Susan says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. Praises for my husband being able to return to work this week, as well as our dog's safety. They got into something which would have made them sick, but we were able to intervene, so all is well. I'm so very thankful for this wonderful church family. God is so wonderful. And one personal side note, please continue to pray for my Mishka. That's her dog, Mishka. The mass shrank, but is getting larger, which makes me believe it could be a cyst of some kind. And also, she's asking for prayer. Oh, and prayers for a friend of mine. He found out that she has stomach cancer. Her name is Mary. The mother's name is Mary. Sorry. Praise the Lord, sister, and we'll keep them in prayer for you. Sorry, Daniel. I feel like I stole the mic from you, but I'll get off.
It looks like he's having a hard time getting on, so let me check my praises here in the emails. Okay, this first one's from Brother Paul, underscore B. He says, Dear Pastor and Church Family, this testimony Sabbath, I would like to praise God for giving me more opportunities to share my faith with friends and workmates. It's been easier to speak about what I believe, and I'm glad to have reached this point. Also, I got a promotion at work, which has been great as well. I also thank God for good health and his word. Sabbath blessings to all, Brother Paul. Amen, my brother. See if anybody else has got their hand up. Nope. All right, I'm going to share Sister Teresa's praise. She says, Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. And those of you on the stream, if you want to, you know, send up a praise, just email it to me. I'm not even in the stream. I have no idea what's going on. It's all messed up on my end here. So, first praise, she's got two of them here. Yeah, two of them. 2 weeks ago, I went to photocopy some tracks. The machine wasn't working properly, and I didn't get to photocopy as many as I wanted. I then decided to go to Costco, Sam's Club in the U.S., but I wasn't able to find my card. I had to go to the desk to get a day pass. I had to show my driver's license, but I couldn't find it. Once done shopping, as I was loading up my trunk, my driver's license flew out of nowhere as though it fell out of the sky. And I'm not exaggerating. I praised the Lord instantly. Wow. 2 days later, I received a phone call from Costco relaying they found my health card, which I wasn't even aware of losing. I give the Lord a big praise for protecting my personal ID because it could have gotten into the hands of the wrong person or just a headache of replacing them. I also found my Costco card later. It was just one of those days, and as I was going through it, I prayed all the way, and the Lord showed his presence through it all. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. It comes out of the sky like that. The angel found it in the air and dropped it to you. All right, second phrase. She says, my grandchildren, Dante and Noah, are presently in a daycare that is not very structured. My daughter is separated and has no choice this time but to have them in care. My daughter was put on a waiting list for other daycares. I have been praying for the Lord to open the doors to a more structured daycare that would suit the children's needs. My daughter received a call on Friday stating that there will be an opening for both children in a different daycare starting in July. Praise the Lord. The daycare that they will be going to is bilingual, and it is very well known to have high standards. I praise the Lord because it is very difficult to get into that daycare, and for the daycare to have two openings is incredible. Praise the Lord. And then she says, I have many more spoken and unspoken praises that I'm thankful for as well when I hear praises from the church family. Praise the Lord. God bless, and sending a heart full of love, Sister Teresa. Amen. Okay, I got a couple of more here. Has anybody else got a praise they want to share? Let me scroll up and down, see if there's any hands up. Nope. I don't see any. Okay. Nope, Brother Sean's got his hand up.
Okay, Sabbath blessings. Can you guys hear me? I can see the meter moving. Yeah, all right, good. Yeah. It came up quicker this time, because I hit it last time, and it took like 7 to 10 seconds for my hand to go up, so I just refreshed, and then it seems to be normal now. But okay. All right, so I have two praises that I wanted to share. One of them I was reminded of because someone was just sharing about a weather thing. And so this past Sunday, I enjoyed some time with some brethren. Went to, you know, getting away from where we live and stuff like that, and got into the mountains and... Okay. Sorry. PM, I have no idea what they're talking about. Can you guys... Do you guys hear an echo from me? Because my YouTube isn't playing. Yeah. Quick note, if you are on both the stream and in the room, yeah, there's going to be an echo, but you can just hit stop on the stream, and the chat will still move. But, okay. So, I had a chance with some brethren to get away, you know, jet skiing and getting into some away from, you know, where we live and seeing more, you know, nature scenes, and it was quite the blessing. I felt myself, I guess I would say, calming as I was getting away from this area, which is not a huge city, but still kind of city-like. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. I definitely felt like my mind was being changed just getting away from things. And it helped because we had the next day off from work, to which it can be very stressful. And so I praise God, even things like getting one day off from work can be very, very, very helpful. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. I also want to praise the Lord that while we were together, it started pouring rain, like pouring. And it happened just as we got to the place where we were going to cook and eat. And I got out of the car, and I was the only one with an umbrella, but it was raining really bad, and so we weren't going to cook at the moment. And I was like, you know, I stepped away, and I lifted up prayer, and I asked the Lord to make it stop raining. And I didn't even notice it, because I was underneath the, underneath the umbrella and kind of the tree area, so the water will continue to drip down after it stops raining. But I walked over to one of the brothers, and he was just like, yeah, this brother says that it stopped raining over there. And I was like, what? And I was like, I was just completely shocked. I was just like, what? I was like, that was really fast. Like, that took, like, maybe, like, a minute before it stopped pouring raining. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. So I was just like, wow, I've never, me personally, I've never seen that happen before. For me personally, when I asked for that kind of a prayer, so that's, yeah, that was, praise the Lord for that. It kind of shocked me. The next thing I want to do is I want to praise the Lord for the strength that He continues to give us in this walk. Something that I've shared before is that after communion, it always seems that Satan picks up temptations. Either he's more ferocious in a specific area, or he attacks in areas that he hasn't attacked before, or comes back around. And it's something that I noticed happened, that not just to me after this past communion, but it also happened to other people. After asking them about, you know, everything that was going on, even to the point where Satan was dragging people into things that they haven't done in probably years, and is baffling. So I wanted to praise the Lord that, one, He gives us that kind of, or at least, you know, I see that kind of reminder every communion, is that okay? Directly after, the moment after, and I think I know why He times it this way, but the moment after you go to be spiritually cleansed, you know, Christ is wiping away the world from you, Satan is throwing the world right back on you. He's trying his best to get you back. He tries his best to get you down to where you were basically before, instead of as Christ would have you. But I wanted to praise the Lord that, you know, even though I was being tempted as much as I was, and even, yes, even making mistakes, and it felt like it was getting pretty bad, but I wanted to praise the Lord that He gives us the strength. Wow, okay. Overmodulating thing. He gives us the strength to get away from these types of things. And that He's given me the strength even to get away from it, to the point where it can feel like, if you're being attacked with, you know, slothfulness or whatever it is, it can feel like there might be a never-ending pit trying to swallow you up, and that it just seems like He just pulls you down, and He's pulling you down, and you just might feel like, oh, I can't get up out of this. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. Well, get in the Word. Honestly, get in the Word and continue to pray. Because even if you fall and you make mistakes, it teaches you the lesson that you can't rely upon yourself. It teaches you the lesson that even though you've overcome in a specific area, that's not any reason to stop getting into the Word and stop. It's not that we sit there and focus all the time trying to think about how Satan is attacking us. It's that we're so focused on Christ that we don't go after those things anymore. And the less that we are focused on Christ, and as we start focusing on the world, the easier it becomes for Satan to pull us down into those traps. And so I just wanted to praise the Lord that even though I was being stuck down, which felt like probably 4 weeks, that the Lord gave me the strength to climb out of it. And it just seemed like it happened out of the blue, climbing out of it. And so that's obviously the strength that He's giving me from getting into the Word and from prayer. And like I said, I know I'm not the only one going through this. I know there have been a couple of other people who have told me the same thing. Continue to do what you're supposed to do, and it'll go away. It's impossible that it won't go away. Okay, because if our faith is in Christ, again, there's all things that we can do through Christ, Philippians 4:13. So there's nothing Satan can do to keep us down. Even if He causes us to fall, we repent and we get back up. And now we're stronger to resist that temptation, which did pull us down, than we were than ever before. Even if He tries to blindside us. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that He continues to give the strength and continuing to watch our faith grow. And so with that, Sabbath blessings, everybody. I will put down the mic for whoever else wants to take it. It seems Pastor Nicholas will be the next one to take it back up. Okay, or not. Seemed like he fell out the moment I put down the mic. Okie dokie.
Can you hear me? Yeah, it shows that you can hear me. I can hear myself echoing from Fran's computer, but there's no red. There goes the red hue on the mic. I really apologize, everybody. I have no idea what is going on here. And I might have to put a router in the living room and just shut Wi-Fi off completely and see if we could, do it that way. So, but anyway, I've got a praise here from Sister N. Well, it's N. Gibson in the room here. I don't want to say full names on the radio. Let's see if I can. Okay. She says, Happy Sabbath, Pastor. Happy Sabbath to you too, Sister. Here's my praise. I praise God that He had me more aware of my need to be satisfied by Him. Christ presents Himself as the bread of life and, or sanctified by Him, I think she means. And Christ presents Himself as the bread of life and says He can give us water that will never make us thirst. In essence, Christ is presenting Himself as enough for us. He presents Himself as all we need to be satisfied. But the problem that I faced is that I failed to dine. I failed to eat and be satisfied from Him, by Him. That's why I left feeling insatiable and hunger for long-lasting satisfaction in life. But I was reminded to clear and remove all that may be in my way from going to God as being filled by Him. I learned that in order for me to be filled with God, I have to stop feeding myself the garbage of this world. What I'm learning is that, and amen to that, that's why we took the TVs out of our homes over the years. What I'm learning is that I need to let go of this world in order to gain Christ. Philippians 3:8, yea, doubtless, and I come, I may win Christ. Amen. Yeah. But a lot of people in the world don't want to do that, sister. That's so sad. They don't want to put down all that stuff. They don't want to call it dung. They like their toys. So, sadly. All right, and I got another praise here. I got a couple of more, three more to go. This one's from Trey in the living room over there. Doesn't want to come up to the mic. So, he says, I praise the Lord for protecting me during the events that occurred a few weeks ago. I was feeling a bit unwell as my gut was in pain. I rarely ever get sick, and this was the second time it had occurred within 3 months' time, so I knew something was off. I decided to go to the hospital, and as me and my mother were afraid it might be appendicitis. When we arrived there, we had to wait for a bit, but were taken in after a few hours. After the staff ran a few tests, it was confirmed that it was appendicitis. I was scheduled to go into surgery the next day, and the operation was a success, and they managed to remove my appendix without it bursting. I was in a lot of pain after the operation, but it went away rather early, aside from pain from moving. I was discharged the day after and allowed to go home. I have recovered mostly, although the area is still tender and I still can't lift anything heavy. I praise the Lord that my appendix did not burst the several times it occurred in the past, that He protected me during those times and the surgery. Yeah, that's amazing. Because when my daughters burst, we didn't know. Because by the time we got her to the hospital, the doctor said it was already starting to rot and it stunk when he opened her up. And the only reason we didn't know is because we thought she had the flu, because everybody else in the family got the flu that time. This was years ago. And I figured something ain't right here. So we took her in and we found out that she had appendicitis, but it did burst. And yeah, that ain't fun to go through, brother. I praise God. We were all praying for you. We knew it was going to go well. And I got another praise here from Sister Tori. Yeah, I wonder if she's going to talk about the piano. Okay. Which I can't wait to get an email with music attached. This is from Sister Tori. She says, the Holy Spirit is working in ways that our feeble minds cannot understand. Yet, if we only trust and obey, we shall see the results. While my husband was at the rehab... rehabilitation hospital after suffering a stroke. A chaplain came by his room and started asking us questions about our faith and denomination. When we told him we worshipped at home, he was shocked and blatantly told us we cannot do that. We invited him to come and worship with us that Sabbath. He did show up. Did we share this already? This sounds like, music is coming? Amen. We invited him to see his response. He did show up and he got an earful. His response was not pleasant and he directed all his anger at me. Nevertheless, I thank the Lord he allowed him to hear. What? It says Tori. Oh, okay. All right. So this is from Sister Lucy. Sorry. I thought it was Tori, the one with the piano. Anyway, it's no problem. His response was not pleasant, and he directed all his anger at me. Nevertheless, I thank the Lord he allowed him to hear the truth about Sabbath and kept him in my prayers. His name is Clayton. This was my first time dealing with a Sunday keeping pastor, and I could not understand the logic of early church keeping Easter Sunday, which they didn't. You know, the only reason it says Easter in the Bible is because Herod kept. He was a pagan, and so he kept Easter, and so he mentioned it. But what gets me is that he was so shocked that you were doing home church, and he said he can't do that. Hasn't he ever read the Book of Acts? I mean, seriously, that's how the church started. And prophetically speaking, that's how it ends. Because of all the infiltration and these wolves out there, they can't really get in our homes. They can, but we'll find them out soon enough and kick them out. But she goes on to say that I was doing my Bible study and reading about the resurrection and wondered how could people believe that right after Christ died, the Sabbath was changed to Sunday. I wanted to understand it from Sunday Keeper's point of view. I had an appointment to show a home, which I knew my client would not have liked, and went ahead anyway. I was so disappointed that I wasted my time, but this still small voice was telling me to go to this particular supermarket parking lot right around that home. I kept asking why, but decided to obey. Two men approached me and handed me an invitation to come to their church the following Sunday for an anniversary celebration. I quickly asked them why they keep Sunday. The younger said, "Would you believe this is exactly the topic that the pastor preached about this morning?" I replied, "Yes, the Holy Spirit works in mysterious ways." The other guy asked if I had a Bible and he would show me. I handed him my Bible that I always keep in my car, and he turned to Hebrews chapter 4 of all chapters. Are you kidding me? Verses 4, 8, and 9. I patiently allowed him to read it, and by the time he got to verse 9, I could hear the hesitation and conviction in his voice, which means he now knows he messed up, right? When he was finished, he gave me his excuse as to why Christians don't keep the Sabbath anymore, because it was given to the Jews, and I shared with him Genesis 2:2, Psalm 103:20. His demeanor changed, and he went on the defense, obviously. At the end, he asked if I would listen to the sermon from this morning, and I said it would make more sense. I told him I would, but he did not believe me, and I assured him that because I am a Bible-believing Christian, we need to keep all 10 of the commandments and not a select few. If I would not listen to it, I would be lying. He apologized, sent me the sermon, and I left. I did listen to it, and afterwards sent him the biblical response. I did not realize that he was the pastor until after I listened to the sermon. Wow, sneaky guy. So please keep him in your prayers, as he knows the truth and has an obligation to share it with his congregation. His name is Kingsley. God bless Sister Lucy. Or Lucci. Lucy. Yeah, Lucy. All right, is there any more? I got one left. Let me check my email real quick here. I got one left from Brother Yaswath. Looks like the conference call must have fallen out, too, because of the Wi-Fi stuff, because I just get a bunch of emails. Brother Michael, sorry, he was in there, and there was a bunch of other people, too, but I don't know their names. It shows phone numbers, but I'm not going to look phone numbers up. Sometimes it'll show caller ID, the person's name. All right, let's see. Okay, no, I didn't. Let me just check it again. Oh, I'm in the wrong section. Nope, didn't get any. So that email was that one I sent to myself, that Brother Joe, the link for the children's story. All right, this is the last praise, unless anybody throws up their mic. This is from Brother Yaswant. Christian greetings and Sabbath blessings, dear Pastor Nicholas. I am Yaswant from India. He does this every time because he knows I have a lousy memory with his name or something. I know you now, brother, so I'll never forget you now. This was a while ago when we used to, I was always confused as to how to say his name and if it was a guy or a girl. So, and he goes, this is my testimony. Sabbath blessings, dear precious brethren. I really wanted to praise the Lord for the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary for everyone and especially for me, the greatest sinner on the earth. I really thank God for without Christ's sacrifice, I am not here. And also, I really see the wonderful works of God's hand that my baby's growth in my wife's stomach. My baby's growing in my wife's stomach, I think. It's amazing to see a life developing and which is lighted by our Lord Jesus Christ. And what he means, like, because the light in man is the Spirit of Christ, or God is the light of men, or whatever. I did two videos on this where they actually show, using an MRI or a CAT scan or something like that, the moment an egg is fertilized, there's a flash of light. Kid you not. Just like the Bible said, God is the light of man. And then finishing, he says, and blessed be the God of the Bible for being merciful to all of us, keeping us and treating us as the apple of his eye. Wonderful is our God and wonderful are his works. Praises be to his name. Amen. And I say amen too, brother. And I want to praise the Lord too that I think it was a browser thing too that was causing the YouTube stream, my monitor for the YouTube stream, that YT stream you see in the chat room. I uninstalled Firefox on there too. It's just, I don't know what it is with Firefox, but it is nothing. I think it's Google doing it to them, causing them problems because it just keeps crashing out. Sister Mindy has her hand up. Thank you, Sister Fran. Let me drop the mic, and then Sister Mindy's going to share something.
Can you hear me, brothers and sisters? Praise the Lord. Well, I just want to praise the Lord. I'm so blessed in so many ways. First, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation, the joy of my salvation. Praise the Lord for my beloved church family. Praise the Lord for my health, sound mind, so I could better serve Him in these last days. Brothers and sisters, we have so much to praise the Lord for. We cannot keep quiet. I mean, we want the enemy to be angry, and this makes him angry when we praise the Lord, right? I also want to praise the Lord. It's been raining so much here where I live, and I haven't been able to get my garden going, plant my seeds and the plants that I've already started indoors. And tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day, so I can do that tomorrow, and all next week is going to be beautiful, so I can get my garden going. And I praise the Lord for my garden. I'm a city girl, so I've been in the country for 2 years now. And it's just a miracle to put a little tiny seed in the soil and watch food. Just the Lord blesses us with food, organic food. And what a blessing that is. It just brings me closer to the Lord. I just praise Him for the bountiful harvest that He blesses me with, and it's such a blessing, and words can't describe it. And I also want to praise the Lord. We all talk about the trials and tribulations we go through, and we know that helps us strengthen our faith, and we get to see the Lord's hand move in a mighty way. And the Lord laid on my heart, I believe through the Holy Spirit, we also need to praise Him and thank Him for Him correcting us, for His chastisement. And I have a verse that I want to share. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of Him. For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth and scourgeth, every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons, for what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection under our Father of spirits and live? So I just want to praise the Lord for the chastisement that he gives us, because we need correction. We need to stay on that straight and narrow path, which we know only few will find. And, you know, he's been doing a lot of chastisement with me, and I praise him for that, because, you know, I know he loves me when he does that. And, you know, we're not to complain and murmur, you know, with things that are going on with our lives, and we all have a lot of trials and tribulations going on, but, you know, we just have to realize that we have a loving Father, and he wants to correct us when we do wrong. And so we need to thank him for that. We need to praise him for that. And I just thank the Lord for the peace that he gives me. I'm going through some things at work, and my husband, you know, got a job offer. Praise the Lord for that. But he found out he has blood clots in his leg again, and so he saw a vascular surgeon, and they talked about removing some veins in his leg because of the circulation in his leg. He's been on blood thinner for a long time, and so he can't start his job until that gets all corrected. But, you know, even through this trial, I have peace, and I know that God is going to see us through. He always has. We've always been able to pay our bills and make our house payment, and, you know, I just thank him for that peace. I think anybody else going through the same situation as me would probably be a basket case, but I'm not, and I always, through the Lord, I always have a cheerful attitude, and I just have joy in my life because I trust in him and I have faith in him, and we should always, always, always trust and have faith in him, even though we are going through some major storms, and we're going to go through some, you think this is bad? We are going to be going through some major, major trials and tribulations. So we're getting prepared. We're getting prepared as soldiers in God's Gideon band, his remnant. And so, you know, we always have to pray that the Lord blesses us with his full armor. He equips us with his armor so we can overcome. We have to pray for each other to overcome, and, you know, be mighty soldiers in God's, like I said, Gideon band. And I love you all. I pray that you have a blessed and a restful Sabbath. God bless. Amen.
Amen, sister. Nope, I gotta turn the mic on in the stream. So God bless. Amen. Yeah. Thanks, sister. I don't know why he can't log into the chat room. I can't get emails, I just realized, unless you actually know my personal email, and I'm not giving that out over the air. If he's sending it to the, you know, the ministry email address of POGM contact at Remnant of God, it's on my phone. It never gets to my system. I let it sit on the phone first. You know, like screening him. Because, you know, the hate and all that and stuff. And there's not a lot that anybody can send. You know, there's no attachments allowed because I built a form on the site to prevent that. But yeah, if you sent me an email, I apologize. I'll share it at next month's testimony service, unless Caleb actually gets in the room here. Because I thought he was in the room, and I said, okay, well, I'll just PM the guy, and he'll send me the I don't know why he can't log in. He should try it now, though, because there were some issues that are kind of ironed out at this point. We're averaging 3 meg again, so we're good. I still get them spikes. I do not know what that is, and the only thing I can think of is pinging. He typed it on the stream. Okay, well, I can't really. Okay, is that him? The blue, because I fixed the stream on my end. Don't anybody type in the stream for a minute here so I can read this out loud. He says, praise the Lord for getting me through. That's him, right? The Blue Fruit Ministry News? Yeah, okay, good. He's Blue Fruit, okay. Oh, yeah, he's the guy with the graphics. He's the one that makes those pretty pictures and stuff. He's got a website, too, I think, right? He says, I praise the Lord for getting me through this Sabbath trial. I remembered... Wait, I've got to pull this monitor closer to me. Because the stream is really tiny. Okay, so praise the Lord getting me through this Sabbath trial. I remembered that I had a dream about having another Sabbath trial. I even remembered telling some of you guys, and that dream came to reality. I am... Okay, I guess he's... I got to scroll down, maybe? And he's got like a... He's typing? Is that what he's doing? I'm not even signed in. I'm on the stream. I had to use a completely different browser that I don't usually use. I installed it while everybody was talking. And so I would assume he's typing because he put a bunch of dots after his name. So let's give him a minute. Oh, he's typing? Okay. So thanks, guys. So let's give him a moment here. And so how's the weather? Yeah, I always wanted to do that, but anyway, you're like when you get a dead spot, and so. Oh, he emailed it to Sean. He emailed Sean. Okay, Sean sent it to my private email address. All right, and let me check my. I'll just keep checking my email. I also want to praise the Lord that John1429.org is no longer on a different server. It's on our servers here at the house. But don't try checking out the videos and the band page on, like what says band on YouTube on the main site. Some have emailed me say, hey, the videos ain't popping up. I said, well, yeah, because I shut down John1429.org. They want an unbelievable amount of money per month to put that server on there. So I said, it's no more. So I put it on my server. And what I'm going to do is I'm building a bandwidth throttle, if you will. Oh, it's sent. Okay. And so I want to praise the Lord that now all the videos are on my server. And on Sabbath day when we're doing church, I'll do the same thing with the videos as I do with the old sermons and audios and radio stuff. I lock them down to where our Seventh-day Adventist friends, quote-unquote, like to, turn them on so that they can knock us out of our church service. So, because right now, you can't get to the old sermons and the studies and stuff like that during church. If you try to go to it, it says, oops, page not found, or maybe it's asking for a password. I don't know how I... If it's asking for a password, it's a bogus one. That's what I'm trying to figure out, Alex, and it just keeps on showing. I think it's a ping. It's like, I think it's a Windows 10 thing, looking for updates or something. But I told it, no more updates. I says, no more. I'll tell you when to do updates because I got to make sure the updates are good before I allow them. All right, so anyway, Caleb says, I already read the other stuff. He says, the dream came to a reality, and he says, I am currently living with my mother. Please pray for my dad. During the trial, my dad was lying over the phone about me, saying that I wasn't contributing to the house, and I was. You don't have to mention other people's issues, just tell them, they're like an unspoken brother. He's young, so this is it's no big deal. He's a good brother. So he goes, number one, praying for our own food. Number two, I had to pay for the driver's online course. Number three, and now I'm going through the in-class driver's course. I didn't have to pay for this part because his dad did. All right, so... I'm not going to read all that stuff out loud. These are all assumptions. I don't want to share assumptions. The job schedule was flexible, but the training was on Sabbath. I had to refuse the job, and that caused problems for him and the family, I guess. But... bro, I can't read this stuff out loud. There's no scriptural support for this claim. I had to reject it. Okay, so they were trying to say you can break the Sabbath. So anyway, he says, praise the Lord for giving me strength to get through this trial. This trial was revealed to me in a dream. So I also want to praise the Lord for that as well. Amazing. I thank you all for your prayers. I got an inhaler and the medication that I needed for the asthma. Abba has helped my lungs even before I got my medication. And it was amazing. Praise the Lord again. I praise the Lord and thank you all for your prayers. Brother Caleb, I'm not going to read your last name online, from Blue Fruit Ministry News. Okay. But, yeah, private names and family issues I don't like sharing online. So, but again, he's young, and so he's learning, just like everybody else. We're all learning. I still got stuff I need to learn. So, but, yeah, praise the Lord that you stood firm, brother. You stood firm no matter what. See, that's why Jesus said some of our enemies are going to be of our own house. And it's not that your loved ones are going to start pulling out guns and shooting at you, although some families are like that, but... what it is they hate you because of the truth you embrace. And some people say, oh, no, it's not really hate. They just disagree. Well, if you look at the bluntness of Scripture, when someone disagrees with Jesus Christ, he declares it hate because it's truth. There's no getting around it. It's absolute truth. If they say that's wrong, they hate the truth. We don't have to sugarcoat this anymore. It's just like with the AMA out there saying, "Oh no, it's not a demon. They just we'll just give them some medication. It'll stop flopping around like a fish on the." It's just or a mass murderer. Oh, he's mentally unstable. No, he's demon possessed. But but today's world, don't talk about that. Yeah, that's what I'm using, Alex. I am using a network monitor, but it obviously it only allows me to do. It's a net limiter thing to where I can prevent, like whenever Windows wants to do updates and stuff, I make it, allow the update when I say, but at 5K, that's it, 5K download. That's the only speed I'm going to give them. So it's going to take forever for that to come in, but it won't even slow me down. At 5K, forget about it. I might go up to 50K just to help them out, but stuff like that. But anyway, I don't see any more. Let me just check my email again to see if we got any. Nope. And for those of you, I apologize that email probably went to the Contact Us page and you emailed me your praise through there. It's on my cell phone. And my cell phone's in the other room broadcasting the teleconference that we're doing right now. And so I apologize. But I think it went offline because I got an email from the cell phone saying that all these people, all these phone numbers logged in. And that usually means it's done. It only sends the email after it went down because it won't re-up itself. It won't reignite. And so I hope and pray everybody was blessed. If you can kneel, let's finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing us and helping us get through this Sabbath service. Even though we had half the numbers, it's sad that, the enemy does this stuff, but those who needed to be here were here. And so thank you for blessing each and every one of us with your presence and with the truth and with the opportunity to see how your hand is moving in the lives of our loved ones. Thank you so much for that. And Father, please bless everyone that was in attendance today, especially those that couldn't get in. They were having issues, couldn't log on, this, that, whatever. Thank you for blessing them all with a good Sabbath, with all of us with a good Sabbath today for the remainder of the Sabbath, and bless this week ahead of us so that we can have opportunities to share our faith with others and bring someone in. Father, please light the hearts of your people in this church all around the world to get them to go out and try to find at least one person a week to bring to church. Please, Father, give them that desire because they can't bury their talents. They got to try. And so thank you for blessing us all in that area, myself included. We all need to try a little harder to share the truth. And we thank you for answering our prayers always and blessing everybody on our prayer list. And we offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, our Savior, our eternal King, Jesus Christ. Amen.